on the wall, it is ringing true to 7 after the hour. At the sound of the tone, it's 7 after.
Oh, remember when you could call time?
I know. That's right. It's time for the Good Day program. Doug Steffen is here. I'm the star of my own American Idol. Rich McFadden is here at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli. Kenny Kessler. We're going to welcome Rebecca Crownover. Is that how you pronounce it? Crownover or Crownover? I think it's Crownover, in fact. Rebecca Crownover has written a wonderful family book about farms. The book is called Texas Farm Girl, and I want you to meet her. I have not met her. I don't know anything more. I have a little background on her story in her life. She's from a small farming community in Texas, and therefore you know that's going to be something that will attract me, and I think the story will attract you to her and what's going on her farm. So that's coming up in a moment or two. First, the news from the Ukraine, Ukraine.
What did the
facts from
what did the Russia do now?
Ukraine. Well, they're pulling out. Apparently, at least according to...
No force needed yet. Not yet.
Say what?
I said Putin said no force needed yet. That was
no force is needed yet.
Yet.
Well, do you think he's afraid?
No.
Of us? No. So why is he pulling back then? Why?
And they're trying to play off like these were just military.
Right, war games.
Military drills. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Except that he's on the other side of the border.
Right. So we went in when we took over a country just for practice.
Well, just a portion of the country. It's just a portion. It's not the whole country. It's a portion. It's the wealthiest portion. The land is the best. Resources are the best. That's the best part of the Ukraine where the Crimea is. It always has been. Russians are not able to grow things particularly well because I remember landing in Kiev and seeing what a beautiful, lush place it was. And I say was because 35 miles from there was the site of the disaster. Remember the nuclear plant that blew up? That was maybe 30 years ago? I think it was about 35 years ago. And so all of that stuff, the nuclear waste and the dust affected this area. It didn't, I mean, a lot of people got cancer, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But this is a very lush, it was Chernobyl, by the way, if you didn't remember the name of the plant, Chernobyl. And it affected about 140, 150 square miles of land, pretty much on the outskirts of Kiev. But I will tell you, it is the richest, most beautiful farmland. It reminds me of the Mississippi Valley. The farms on either side of our Mississippi River, just beautiful farmland. And they ruined it with Chernobyl. But what's south of Kiev, and you go down another 400 miles, 450 miles, you get into the Crimean region, and the land is just as good, if not better, there. The Russians import most of their food. You knew that, right? Because, I mean, think about it. What is there north of where the Ukraine is and north of this area? There's not enough of a growing season. Moscow and the area that is pretty much considered modern-day Russia, it's cold, sick. It's like Minnesota. It really is. Like
except where they had the Winter Olympics. Then it's warm like Atlanta.
Yeah, right, exactly. And that's where they were going to have the G8 summit this year, but it's been canceled.
I have a feeling that might become the G7 summit.
Yeah, well,
and I'll have move it to another, because it was going to be in Sochi. So now, if Russia keeps playing games, they're probably going to get ousted. But now that they've backed out, they'll probably figure out a way to save it.
Okay. Later in this hour, we're going to celebrate Fat Tuesday. It is March 4th. It's March the 4th, Fat Tuesday.
That's right, Mardi Gras.
Who better to celebrate Mardi Gras than Roberta Fasanelli, who seems to now become an expatriate. She knows more about, although Richie spent a lot of time down in New Orleans as well. So we'll talk about the options and how things are different there. But first, as I promised, I want you to meet Rebecca Crownover and find out about her experience in Texas as a farm girl. And this wonderful book is called Texas Farm Girl. It's a book that's written for children. I actually, upon seeing this, I saw it for the first time yesterday, I want her to write a book about my farm. I think that this would be she's very sensitive in terms of how she presents the information about farms to kids. And so that's why her own story becomes a part of a bigger story about what actually goes on the farm. And you know how passionate I am about that. So we meet Rebecca in a moment here on Good Day.
Do you need to lose weight? Then listen up. Right now in your area, a breakthrough weight loss supplement is being given out risk-free to 50 callers of this station. The active ingredient, HCA, is pure, potent, and has been known to cause impressive weight loss. So please take no more than 2 capsules a day. To experience results for yourself, call now. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 1-800-311-5680. Garcinia Plus contains all natural ingredients with no chemical additives or preservatives. However, if your weight loss is too rapid, please reduce down to 1 capsule every day. A recently published clinical study found the active ingredient HCA, found in Garcinia Cambogia, resulted in significant weight loss by appetite suppressions and reducing emotional eating by boosting serotonin levels. Hurry and call now before risk-free supplies are gone. Call 1-800-311-5680. 1-800-311-5680. That's 1-800-311-5680.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
I had crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belveeta.
Morning win.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
The lady that I am going to introduce you to is a woman that I don't know, but I already have a lot of respect for her and what she has done. Rebecca Kraunhofer is a farmer, in fact. She is an author, written a couple of children's books, but actually runs with her family, Lone Star Fam, Fam's good, Doug, Lone Star Family Farm, which is in the sort of north-central part of Texas, if I have my geography correct. Is that right? You're up sort of almost into Oklahoma. Is that where you are?
That's right. We're at the top of the Texas Panhandle, so that square part of Texas at the top. We're almost to the very top and center.
So what's the farm land like there? What can you do? What is the best farming practices in that part of the world would be aimed at what?
Well, corn is probably one of the biggest crops that we grow, but it's just in terms of the land and the layout, it's different than in a lot of places in the United States. It's very flat, and you can see land for miles away, and land is kind of divided up in about 640 acres, per farm. So it's a lot different landscape than what you would see kind of up north.
Yes, the square, the acre, the square mile, 640 acres is, I first learned about that when I visited Iowa for the first time. I don't know whether you know this, Rebecca, or not, but I'm a dairy farmer from Massachusetts, and I'm very, very interested in lots of different things that happen in different agricultural operations around the country. And I wonder, as I hear your story, how much of an impact discussion of GMO foods and seeds and things are there as compared to some other parts of the country?
We do a little bit of it, but, you know, a lot of the stuff that we grow in our area is not produce that you would find in a grocery store. Most of the stuff that we grow would be cotton, corn. You know, corn is a GMO, a lot of, you know, GMO-treated product. You know, sorghum is something that we grow a lot of. So it's everything that we grow mostly goes to livestock for feed, and then we do grow some seed for seed companies that you know, they use to sell to other farmers.
How did Rebecca Cronover get introduced to family farming and farming in general?
Well, my grandfather was a farmer growing up, and so growing up, I grew up around the farm and actually worked for him on the farm. And so that's what I did, you know, my growing up years. I ultimately left the farm for a little while, and then I came back and got married to a farmer. And so then I ended up getting into the farming business with my in-laws and still doing that today.
Your husband passed away?
Yes, that's correct. He passed away in 2009 from an ATV accident.
That's really, there are a lot of farmers who have ATVs, and I think it may be worth, if it's not too difficult, I don't want to put you on the spot, I don't mean to be ghoulish, but there are so many children and parents who use ATVs. I think they're very dangerous. They seem to be almost a separate sport on farms. The larger the family and the larger the farm, the more of these things seem to be around. And if it's not too painful, you wouldn't mind telling the story. I think it's a good warning, frankly, for everybody who may not be as thoughtful or intelligent about using ATVs as one might want.
Sure. Well, we weren't actually on the farm when this happened, but we were out on a ranch for a 4th of July party with a bunch of friends, and they all rode four-wheelers all around the ranch, and that night it was dark, and my husband took the four-wheeler down the road, just was going to go down the road and back, really. It wasn't even anything unlevel in terms of the road itself, but anyway, it curved around, it was dark, and there was a cattle guard there on that ranch, and when he kind of went around that curve and tried to slow down once he saw that cattle guard, the ATV slipped and hit that cattle guard and threw him out, and he wasn't wearing a seatbelt, obviously, and you know, those ATVs, and didn't have a helmet on, and ultimately he passed away from a brain injury. So they can be very dangerous, and they can be really good tools. You know, we use them at our farm a lot because you know, we need to be a way to get out to our sprinklers and stuff, and they make really good tools, but you also have to realize the safety and how easily that you can get in an accident with them. And so we preach a lot of safety at our farm in terms of those ATVs and use them even as tools for our business.
You have children?
I do. I have one child. She's 7 years old now. She was 2.5 years old when she lost her dad.
How did you explain that to her?
It was pretty difficult. We, you know, at a 2.5-year-old, there's only so much that they can grasp and understand. And, you know, our corn phrase back then was, you know, where's my daddy? My daddy is in heaven with Jesus. And that's where, you know, kind of the basis of how we explained it, because she did go to church and she kind of heard, you know, a lot about Jesus and that whole story. But, you know, that kind of ended up prompting me to write a children's book to help explain that to her and to other kids that have lost a parent.
The book is called My Daddy is in Heaven with Jesus. I'm guessing that book, along with the new book that we're going to talk about in a few moments, Texas Farm Girl, available on Amazon and in most places where books are available, right?
Yes, that's correct. Amazon is the easiest place to find anything these days.
He sure is. RebeccaCrownover.com is her website. We're going to spend some more time with Rebecca in a few moments. So if you're interested in this story from several different angles, stick around. This is Good Day.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your Fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Texas Farm Girl, been released and is available on iTunes and Google Play and Amazon MP3, Spotify, Xbox Music, iHeartRadio, among other places. $1.29 per download. We're talking with Rebecca Crownover, who is a farmer. Texas Farm Girl, in fact, is how she describes herself. And that song goes with the children's book that is now in release, called Texas Farm Girl. She's written some other children's books as well. I, as I said when we got started talking, I don't know you. I saw this book and I thought to myself, this is perfect. And I thought to myself, because I'm a dairy farmer and I have a great story to tell, I should find you, either that or I should do a book like this for my farm, for the people. Because my farm is a place that young children congregate. We just had an event there a couple of weeks ago where a roof collapsed and we lost some cows. The most interesting thing that happened, Rebecca, a 5-year-old youngster from the community came in with his piggy bank and $20 that he'd saved since he was old enough to count, and he gave that money to the farm so it could be used to help the animals get better. And I mean, they talk about a tear in your eye.
Yes, that is so sweet.
And it's a story that, in fact, could be told in any number of ways, but I certainly like the format. Why did you choose this format to tell your story about what goes on your farm?
Well, I told you earlier that I worked growing up. I worked with my grandfather on the farm, and I had a special relationship with him. And just like, you know, your story, you know, you always have an emotional attachment to, you know, whatever story and things that have happened in your life. And, you know, after doing my first book, I really wanted to do something that was around farming, something that was, you know, closer to my passion of my professional life. And I just pursued it and decided to use this first book, Texas Farm Girl, kind of as a way to kind of educate kids about farming in Texas, because it is a lot different than anywhere else, but also incorporate that relationship I had with my grandfather that makes this book, also inspiring and entertaining along the same lines, because I do talk about a tornado that actually came in and hit a barn that, actually has happened at our farm, where we've had a tornado hit the barn and tear it up. So kind of using your story. I mean, I used things that actually happened in the past around my farm and incorporated them in a book for children to learn and read about.
One of the things that is missing dramatically, one of the reasons that I use my farm as a bovine sanctuary, as well as being a place where we're trying to educate especially younger people as to what goes on the farm, missed a whole generation, maybe two, in terms of what people in our country know about agriculture, what where the food comes from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and the viability of some areas, the dangers in some areas. But mostly, I think the children just need to know about the process, the work that goes on, and how farming is it has been such an instrumental part of our history, and yet nobody really knows that much about it. In your area, yes, there are more people who are familiar with it. Certainly in my area, suburban Boston, children don't know anything about where food comes from. They think it comes from a grocery store. So these sorts of books, bringing this information, these stories, to in a relatable way to children, I think is an extraordinarily important thing to do. And that's why I said I wasn't being facetious. I'd like to talk to you about maybe figure out how we could write a book like this so that people who are around where I am can understand the differences between dairy farming and produce farming, and can also understand how treacherous it is economically and physically. This equipment is very dangerous, some of it. And although the other side of it is, I don't want to scare people. I have people sometimes, they see me drive in a tractor, and the kids put their hands over their ears because their mothers tell them it's too loud. You know, we have this fear built into our society as well, Rebecca. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So anyway, in terms of what we need to know going forward, you're going to stick with the farm and you're going to teach your daughter about it. So you want the farm to stay in your family. You want to be a person that extols the value and virtue of farming, if I'm reading you correctly.
Yes, that's correct. And we set up our business, you know, to stand the test of time for our legacies to come back, and so that my daughter can have the opportunity to come back and work on our farm if she so chooses to do that.
What do you do? We got about 60 seconds here. What do you do on the farm? What are you teaching your daughter by whatever you do? What are you teaching your daughter about what women need to or can do on the farm?
Well, in terms of what I do now, I'm actually a business partner, and so I do work a lot in the office and do more of the business side. But I do take my daughter out, and we ride the combines, we ride the tractors, and I show her, you know, the operations so that she has a good understanding of what goes on out there and how we do get our groceries at the grocery store. So, you know, I teach her, a lot of the business side that she can understand at this point, and then also just the operation of it, because I want her to be educated in that area.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happens. Good education. Again, the book is called Texas Farm Girl, Rebecca Crownover. The illustrations are cool that are in it. You can get it in lots of different places. Amazon's a good place to start, or you can find out more about it by going to Rebecca's website, RebeccaCrownover.com. All one word, RebeccaCrownover.com. Thank you, Rebecca. Nice meeting you. I hope we get a chance to chat again. You're welcome. Half past the hour. Good day.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now back to the action on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli is going to take us to New Orleans in a minute because today is Mardi Gras Day, the Tuesday before the beginning of Lent. Isn't that how this? Isn't that what
Lent starts
Gras?
Tomorrow? Today yeah. is Fat Tuesday.
Okay. Ash Wednesday tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Ash Wednesday. What's Thursday? Thinking
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Fun Friday. Sit on your butt Saturday.
No, Friday is
Sundown,
don't eat
Sunday?
Meat Friday. It's
you
fish
don't
Friday.
Eat meat Friday. That's right.
Fish Friday. Friday.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I remember that. The fish.
Why do you think they have clam chowder every Friday in a restaurant?
Yeah. Well, I wonder about the Catholics. You can pay for
that's
the Catholics.
Us. Uh-huh.
Fish sticks. But how come on the Jewish holidays we didn't have?
Gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish. Yeah.
Sunday or Friday yeah. or something.
I felt a fish once and it didn't. All right, so
want some gefilte fish?
Mr. Putin has warned the West: you better stay out of our business. No sanctions, or we'll fix you.
This is from the region in Russia called Nunya.
Nunya. Stay out of here because it's none your business what's going on here. The leader of Ukraine now is a
leader of the not so free world.
An illegitimate, yes, exactly.
Yeah, he ran him out, but Putin says, "Oh no, he's still the president. He's
right.
still the president.
He's the president in residence. That's our Putin."
Putin says, "You know what? We're done with our military exercises. We're going to get out. But if the Russians who live in the Ukraine." Need our help.
Yeah.
We have every right to go in there and help.
He said they're not neo-Nazis and anti-Semites in Ukraine.
Do we have any Americans in Ukraine we can go in and
sure,
protect
there's one.
Them?
Oh, you know who's there?
Who?
Hayden Panettiere. You know the girl from Heroes? She's on Nashville right
now. We better send our troops over to protect her.
She's there because
on the ground.
Her boyfriend is the brother of the guy that's now the president, recognized by the people president of Ukraine.
He's the people's president.
Yeah.
I've heard that before. We've had allegedly people's presidents here in our country.
Yeah, there's also the people's champion. That's
so
the Rock.
Really?
And there's also the people's court.
Right.
Oh, I'm going there today. Bump, bump, bump.
Okay, can we move along now?
you
Roberta,
know I will sing that to myself
along,
when I go to court today. Bump, bump, bump.
Nothing to see here. So, Roberta, today is Fat Tuesday.
Mardi Gras!
So what are the do's and don'ts? You are sort of a transplanted New Orleans person. You
are there any don'ts on Mardi Gras Day?
Number one, like, don't get drunk and stupid.
But yeah. Just get drunk. Don't get stupid.
Right.
Don't get stupid. I mean...
Well, you're no fun.
Do stay as far away from Bourbon Street as you possibly can.
Really?
Don't just like cross it if you need to, but don't walk down Bourbon Street. That's where all the drunk and stupid people are.
Keep in mind,
the amateurs, Mardi Gras parades. You know, despite what people think, you know, show me your breasts and I'll throw you beads and all that. Mardi Gras parades in New Orleans are family affairs.
It's supposed to be a religious
people bring their kids.
Show me your breasts.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole thing.
That's what happens on Bourbon Street.
On Bourbon Street. Okay. You know, it's...
I'll do anything for beads.
Except for one Mardi Gras parade, which is the first one of the season, which is called the Crew de Vu, which also some people call the Crew de Lude. It is a rather lewd parade. Yeah. That's the adult parade. It's the first parade. But all the other parades are family affairs. People have these, like, ladders, you know, like step ladders, and they put little seats on top of them, and they sit their kids in the little seats on the ladders to see the parade. So
this is
really
hard to escape, though. Mardi Gras is hard to escape in New Orleans.
Oh, my gosh. It's 2 weeks of a nonstop party. Everything is shut down today. Yesterday and today in New Orleans, the whole city is shut down.
All right. So when you're there during this, do you eat with your hands?
Oh, yes, you have to eat with your hands. Oh, my goodness. You eat beignets with your hands. You eat crawfish with your hands. You eat oysters on the half shells with your hands. You eat fried chicken with your hands. I mean, you don't eat with a knife.
Do a lot of people get on tour buses at this time of year and go down there just to sort of stick their feet?
Them that do not know do.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
It's a lot of kids.
Yeah.
And especially the tour buses that take the tours of, you know, the Katrina hit areas, the Ninth Ward. I mean, honestly.
You said yesterday that you thought that Katrina was good for New Orleans.
Yes,
you want to explain that?
Why was it good for New Orleans? You know, there were a lot of very highly blighted areas in New Orleans. New Orleans is an old city, and, you know, it's hard to find any new construction in New Orleans. You know, you go into the older parts, and everything is, you know, 99-plus is the way they call it if you're looking at real estate down there. So there were a lot of very blighted areas in New Orleans, and what Katrina basically did was wipe out those blighted areas, you know, force them to tear everything down. And now they've actually rebuilt some of the areas. And the way they've rebuilt them is incredible. They've kept to the traditional stylings.
The architecture of the rundown homes there are beautiful.
Yeah, are just gorgeous.
The porches. Gorgeous. And
What's a Sazerac? Is that how you pronounce it?
Sazerac is a drink that was actually invented in New Orleans. It's like whiskey and absinthe and see what else is in that. Oh, bitters. It's a very particular New Orleans drink.
It's a good radio town.
Oh, great. WWOZ is fantastic. And what I love about it is
jazz and blues.
It's jazz and blues, but it's also very traditional New Orleans music. Mm-hmm. And the DJs there are very knowledgeable about the history of New Orleans music.
Yeah. Okay, back to the musicians. Booze. Have you ever had real absinthe?
Real absinthe.
Not the kind that's legal,
that
the kind that's not legal.
Illegal stuff?
No, I've always wanted to know
it poisonous or make you blind or something?
It makes you, like, you're supposed to hallucinate and...
Yeah, something like that.
Crazy stuff. So nobody's ever had it?
No. I've never had it. New Orleans is a great town. But once you get out of the stupidity of Bourbon Street and you really get into the heart of the city, it is just incredible.
Roberta and I have been going to a jazz fest, which is a more adult version of the Mardi Gras. I mean, Jazz Fest is all about the music, and the average age of Jazz Fest is probably 40.
But there's a lot of kids, too. You know, Thursday, the second weekend, that's the school kids. All the kids go. They give free tickets to all the different schools.
But after my second or third year of going to New Orleans, we don't even go to Bourbon Street anymore.
There are years, like, I go down there a lot. In fact, we now rented an apartment down there that I'll spend a month in New Orleans, and I won't even step foot in the French Quarter.
There's so many things to do in New Orleans that you don't need to... You don't need to go down and see that silly stuff.
So it is a family. It could be a family town.
It's a very Catholic town, too, which people forget.
Oh, did they hear about the Catholic Pope dropping the F word during his weekly address?
Did
they talk about that down there?
I love that Pope.
You didn't know that? That's what he did?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Any Pope that makes the cover of Rolling Stones, good by me.
Accidentally, he uttered the, but it was in Italian.
In Italian. Mm-hmm.
But right. It was in Italian.
How do you say, I don't know, ask Roberta how you say it in Italian.
I know, of course, I will say it.
Yeah, she will tell me.
It has to do with ghouls having a lot of fun.
But wait a minute, does the F word in Italian start with an F?
Oh, it's Falcone. I didn't even know what that meant. I used to always say it.
Yes.
Okay.
You can say that, right?
Ghouls having a lot of fun. Yes.
All right, one more item before we have
Never knew that. Gosh, calm down, please.
Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person, is going to join us in a couple of minutes. I want to remind everybody one more time how important it is for you to comment on two GMO issues that are before the Fed's deadline today for one, and next week, a week from today, yeah, is the other one. This is basically about the federal government proposing that Agent Orange crops, because that's basically what GMO stuff is, Agent Orange, ought to be able to coexist with crops that don't have any contamination from GMO crops and feed. This is how crazy this government and our country has become. This stuff, the GMO thing, is really what Agent Orange was all about, where it came from. These issues affect you. They affect farmers, but the consumer is the one. And if you haven't done this, please take a couple of minutes to go to, there are actually two or three different places that you can go, but probably the best place to go is to the government itself, to the website. You can go to a couple of the farmers, like farmtoconsumer.org, a good place. They'll send your comment along, farmtoconsumer.org. You can go to your representative directly, call, email, send them a fax, whatever it is. But the deadline is tonight. For the essence of what the FDA wants to do, or USDA, sorry, they want to allow Monsanto GMO crops to be grown alongside of non-GMO crops without a buffer zone. And if the buffer zone isn't there, the GMO seeds or the content of the corn or whatever is being grown is so strong that it will infect, and that's the word I use. They say it coexists. I say infects the non-GMO products. So people who are organic, they want to produce healthy feed. I don't want any of this stuff around my cows. I feed them corn. I don't want any of this stuff mixing with my 70, 80 acres of corn that I grow for the silo. I don't want it. Neither do the people that drink my milk. Neither do you if you got any brains. So you go to, is that too harsh? I don't think that's too harsh. The deadline is midnight tonight to farm, I always forget the name of the group, farmtoconsumer.org, or just send the stuff right directly to your congressman or your senator. This is craziness. And then you can send the comments to the USDA as well. Tell the U.S. Department of Agriculture to say no to Agent Orange Agent Orange corn and soy. Dow has genetically engineered corn and soybeans. Monsanto has genetically engineered corn and soybeans. This disrupts your hormones, damages your nervous system, lowers your immunity. As a matter of fact, it causes all kinds of reproductive problems. That's why it is the same as Agent Orange, and that's what they're calling it, because that's what it is. The war that is existing now between you and these producers of these various seeds is very dangerous. All right, have I given you enough information to spur you on to do something? Roberta, you going to do something?
Yes, I am. Absolutely,
Richie,
boss.
Do something.
Sure.
Jennifer, I mean, it's your children. It's very easy to do this, and it's your children whose future is at stake. I'm worried about my daughter, should she have children, what they're going to be able to have for food, access for food. So, anyway, it's important stuff. Hopefully, I've helped you out there. As a matter of fact, Kenny, why don't we post, I don't know whether we just, maybe put the farmtoconsumer.org website on Facebook, and then people can go and see the issues, have them explained right there. Andrea Metcalf, a couple of minutes away. Exercise time here on Good Day.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy, red skin, I can't stop
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 Eczema Lotion. Feel the heal.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
One immigration reform plan would create a new guest worker program, but it was based on a political deal between big business and big labor. It sets up a process that is too complicated and expensive for small businesses. Yet, most illegal labor works for small businesses, not big corporations. These businesses would now have to be certified to hire foreign workers, apply for the specific positions to be acceptable for visas, supply massive data to state and federal governments, and prove that they tried to hire locally. Most small businesses simply cannot afford such an arduous process, so the illegal labor problem would not be solved. A look through the lens of liberty would reveal a simple solution: exempt small businesses from these oppressive paperwork requirements.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go, don't go.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did. You're doing it.
Woohoo! I'm doing it.
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
This portion of the Good Day Show is sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometers. Friends, did you know that Exergen is rated the most accurate temperature read and has been proven by more published studies than any other thermometer? Take it from me, health expert Andrea Metcalf. This cold season, make sure to have one for your family. I've got one, so should you. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. To find out more, go to Exergen.com.
All right, Andrea's doing her laundry, and it's all frozen to her clothesline out back because it's so cold in Chicago. So she's fighting the weather there. And sometimes you fight the weather when you're exercising. I know how that works. As a story, a fellow, I look at three or four different websites that have to do with exercise and nutrition, that sort of thing, Richie. Because I'm trying to vary my workouts as I do. I think a lot of people need to vary their routine and how you exercise, even though you're doing the same sort of thing. Andrea, be the first to tell you, you got to move every muscle in your body. As you're walking or running or whatever it is, think about all the muscles in your body, your shoulders, your arms, your back, your butt, all the muscles in your legs and your core.
You know what?
You're walking, twist and turn.
The funnest things in the way you can work this out. And
the most fun?
The most fun ways to work your whole core and be outside and actually enjoy it. It's not hiking, but walk through the woods. We have woods behind our house.
Yeah.
And we go walking through the trees, and you grab the branches as you walk by the trees. Mm-hmm. And you're doing like a fast, not like a run, but you're doing like a fast hike. And you climb everything. You cross the creek. You climb the boulders. You jump over logs. You jump over. And
climb
I do this
every
with my,
mountain.
And it is a fun way to get out in nature and get some exercise.
Running
and
across streams is great.
Oh, it's great.
It really is.
You just find a nice rock in the middle of the stream and just sit there for a while and enjoy it and then get up and start moving again.
By the way, those of you who work out at night, who have stopped because you're afraid it will disturb your sleep. It will not. Evening workouts. There's an article in Sleep Medicine this week that shows that evening workouts are actually good for you. They will not disturb your sleep. They help you sleep a little better. So don't shy away from exercise before you go to bed. 51 after the hour here on Good Day.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
A real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart, she's my Yankee Doodle joy. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride the ponies. I am that Yankee Doodle boy.
Normally, this music from the movie Yankee Doodle Dandy, Jimmy Cagney. I should probably refer to him as James because I didn't know him, so I don't want to be too familiar with him. He received the Best Actor Award for his role in Yankee Doodle Dandy at the Oscars on this date in 1943. But again, as I said, normally we would save this for the 4th of July. But it sounds pretty good. Crank it up. It's pretty old. The orchestra, who doesn't recognize this? It almost sounds like the beginning of the cartoon, doesn't it?
Bugs Bunny.
Bugs Bunny, right, yeah.
Yeah, the Looney Tunes.
Looney Tunes, yeah.
Right, exactly.
That's our fault. Which I was watching with my kids last night.
Good for you, Richie.
It's good, still classic stuff.
Yep, very good stuff. All right, so Chucker's not here today. Movie news comes into my fold, so I have some interesting stories and anecdotal items of interest coming up here on Good Day.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder, what if I push it? Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about Non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer comes out fast. It was Boston beer.
All right, so I'm just checking some things out here. Advanced tickets on sale for Divergent starting today. Moviegoers who purchase advanced tickets on Fandango or MovieTickets.com have the opportunity to be entered into a sweepstakes for the chance to win a walk-on role in the sequel to Divergent called Insurgent, which will be filmed after they see exactly how this. That's what often happens. As soon as, well, it's like the Fast and Furious franchise. They started prepping the next movie once they saw after the first couple of weeks what was going to be the result of box office. Like, you got to know, somebody's trying to figure out with all the Academy Award accolades and the money made not Galaxy, what's the matter with me? And what's the space movie?
Star Wars?
No. The one that won all the stuff yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
It began one word. Where in the world?
Gravity.
Gravity, thank you.
Where do those words go in my
head? You're not going to have a follow-up to that one, are you?
Well, that's what I wonder. If there is a way, because the special effects were so good, these guys have got to be playing with all the awards and the money that was made here. Somebody's got to be trying to figure out how they can capitalize on that and come up with another movie. I mean, why wouldn't they, considering some of the trash that's out there, frankly? And by the way, with regard to the essence of what's happening with Fast and Furious, the production starts again this week for Fast and Furious 7. They're going to wrap it up in a couple of, like 6-8 weeks, and then the film hits theaters next April. Paul Walker is in a movie that's coming out, I think, this weekend, as a matter of fact.
There's a whole lot of money there.
What, in the Fast and Furious thing?
Well, yeah, they cannot walk away from that.
No.
You could kill everybody who's ever acted in that movie, and they will still keep it going somehow.
Of course. You know, just, what a nice thought, Richie. You could kill everybody.
It's Hollywood, man.
I know it is. Jesse Eisenberg from The Social Network and Jeremy Irons are joining Ben Affleck in Batman vs. Superman. Jesse will play the villain. Isn't that interesting? He's awfully young for that role, I would have thought. He's playing Lex Luthor. And Jeremy Irons will play Batman valet Alfred. That's an interesting. Michael Caine's getting a role for that, so I guess that's why they bring him in. So there you have some music. Not music. Some movie news to chew on. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on the Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.